Welcome to Cyber CEO, wherein we talk about how our cyber backers helped our cyber CEOs take their businesses to the next level. Cyber CEO is powered by CyberBacker, the world's leading provider of admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website www.cyberbacker.com for more details. Another awesome day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber CEO. And of course, we have a very special guest coming back to the show. Mike, how are you doing today?
I am outstanding, Jello. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you very much for asking.
Love and that.
We're coming back to share your insights, of course, on virtual leverage and working with a CyberBacker, of course. So before anything else, we just wanted to know, how long have you been with CyberBacker so far?
My partner and I have got our first CyberBacker. It was actually a little over a year ago. It was a year ago, the beginning of March, or two years ago. So it's been 2 years.
Two strong years now with your CyberBacker. So far, how's everything been going? What's it like working with a CyberBacker, Mike?
It's wonderful. It's the best form of leverage that you can have, without question. We have currently, between my partner Kelly and myself, we have five total CyberBackers that run our world, and it's everything. It's all the difference.
Gosh, imagine a whole team of CyberBackers supporting the team and the business. Of course, it's going to be really a game changer right there. Now, talk to me about that. How did you start that partnership with your CyberBacker?
CyberBacker was actually suggested by one of our leadership team back during COVID. And he said, you're going to need more help than you think. And at that time, we had five in-office staff. And so we hired our first CyberBacker. And over time, we just slowly replaced all of the in-office staff with virtual. And it has been a wonderful experience.
Gosh, now again, just five CyberBackers. Imagine the leverage right there. Now, during the beginning of the partnership, though, did you ever imagine that it would get this big, that you would have five CyberBackers helping you out?
Sure. I think really big like that, and I could see, you know, a scenario where we have even more as we continue to grow. It has been the biggest thing that has allowed for our growth, because from an economic standpoint, we're able to achieve tremendous leverage for a lot lower price point than with in-office staff. And we're able to redeploy those assets into marketing and other areas that allow us to grow the business. So yeah, for sure.
So CyberBackers not just save you time, they also save you money. And of course, they get things done, right? Now, how about the partnership, though? Of course, for a new business owner to dive in to the virtual world, what do they need to consider before they even partner with a CyberBacker and work with someone virtually?
I think what we've learned, Jello, is that there are best practices for sure that you need to follow. And one of them is you have to understand that your CyberBacker is no different than sitting at a desk beside you. You need to spend the time communicating with them, training them, asking a lot of questions, working with them very, very closely, particularly in the beginning, to ensure that you have that great relationship. And it becomes a relationship just like any other relationship. And you have to spend the time working on it, and you have to spend the time training. And the more you do that up front, and it can be as simple as we have a policy. We have a morning huddle every morning. We talk about what happened the day before. We go over expectations for that day. We answer questions. We spend some time just talking, getting to know each other. And it can be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. It doesn't have to be very long. And then throughout the day, we spend a lot of time communicating either by phone or text or email or whatever is the most convenient at the time. And so much of it is just that back and forth communication. And over time, they have become our people, if you will, so that if someone says, I need something, then we say, okay, I'll have Einstein or Marvin or Arby or Lauren or Jetsy. We just say, if whoever's area it is, we say, we'll reach out. They'll take care of it. We don't have to worry about it. It'll get done. And that takes a minute to get to that point. But when it does, it's a glorious thing.
absolutely agree with you. That I think really goes a long way for your cyber backers as well, just to spend those 5 minutes just having a conversation, just getting to know them again, especially during the beginning of the partnership, because it makes them feel that they, hey, my cyber CEO is really investing his time in me, his or her time in me, getting to know me. So that means that would really fuel the fire, right? In the cyber backers.
It does.
Really does, actually. Now, talk to me more about that.
It creates buy-in. So that's the key is they feel a part of the entire process. And the more you can have, whether they're sitting beside you or whether they're 12 hours away is irrelevant. The more you can get them to buy in and become a part of the process and believe in it and care about it, then the better it's going to be for everyone. And we have found that the best practice is just a lot of communication, a lot of talk, a lot of training. And it over a very, very short period of time, that turns into a great relationship.
Absolutely agree with you there. And it also, I think, also takes time. You can't rush it. You can't rush a successful partnership. It takes days, takes weeks, takes months to make sure that it will be successful. It all depends on the time that you invest during the beginning of the partnership, right?
It does. And the other thing, and just from a best practice standpoint that we have found, is that if you're very intentional about your training and you don't try and train on everything at one time, and by that I mean you take one, if you've got a transaction manager, you focus on transaction management and you make sure that they're clear on all of that before you layer on the next piece and then the next piece. And if you just do that in a very linear fashion, your training times get compressed and your output gets increased and just everything about it is great.
Absolutely agree with you there. Again, because imagine you're working with a cyber backer that has no experience, let's say, for example, in the real estate world. This is their first time knowing about this and hearing about this. You can't really overload them with information. It, again, takes time, right?
It does. And a lot of that too is context. The more that, and we found this to be really, really true, the more that if we ask a cyber backer to do a task, the more we can help them understand what that task means and how it affects the whole and what will happen if it doesn't get done correctly and how it impacts if it does get correctly, the more context that we can provide, the better the output becomes, because they want to know. Again, it's all about them feeling a part of the whole process.
Yes, absolutely agree with you there. The what, the why, and the hows of the task are very important for your cyber back to understand, for them to be able to contribute to the goals of the business and the team. Now, as we all know, you already have 5 cyber backs at the helm helping you out, all very successful partnerships. Now, from your standpoint, from your point of view, why do virtual partnerships, or why does virtual leverage fail, you think?
Without question, just the exact opposite of what I just described. It fails when the cyber CEO has unrealistic expectations. If they think that a cyber backer is a magic bullet and that they can just turn them loose and they're going to magically produce, it doesn't happen. They're no different than having someone sitting right next to you. You have to spend the time training and creating a relationship. The biggest reason why, and I'll give you an example. I had a client, a cyber backer client, and she was having all kinds of problems with her cyber backer. And I said, well, tell me what your communication looks like. And she said, well, I've never talked to my cyber backer. I haven't talked to them since I did the interview. And I said, well, how do you communicate? And they said, by text. And I said, until and unless you fix that, you're never going to have a great relationship. You have to spend the time. And again, I keep saying spend the time, but it's the key to the whole thing. But it's so worth it, because when you do spend the time and when you do create those relationships, you get magic and you just can't beat it.
Absolutely agree with you there. Again, it's just a time. Very important in any partnership, I think, may it be virtual or not, personal or business relationships. Just give the time. Just get used to working with that person. That would really go a long way. Now, from your point of view as well, communication. Talk to me about that. If you would rank that in, let's say, top 3, top 4 in the crucial parts in a virtual partnership, would that be top 1 in your list?
Without question. It's everything. And without it, it doesn't matter what else you do. If you don't have that correct, you're not going to have a good partnership.
Yes, absolutely agree with you there. Now, as you, again, have a lot of experience now working with cyber backers. Now, What's been the most exciting part of working with a cyberback or working with someone virtual? What was one thing that you didn't expect that it was going to be?
Several. I didn't expect that we would develop the personal relationships and care about our cyberbackers, and we get to know about them and their families. And I'll give you just one great example. We have our first cyberbacker, Arvi, is Kelly's executive assistant. Mm-hmm. And he has worked so hard for her and done such a good job for her. And he, we're so proud of him. He just, for almost a year and a half, mm-hmm. 80% of his income was dedicated to helping his parents buy a house. And they just moved into their new home last month. And so for us, we love that we're able to be some small part of that. But more than that, we're super proud that we have this person working with us who is just as responsible at home and who has the great values to take care of his parents and all of that. And it happens time and time and time again. It's just, the cyberbackers are great people. It's the people, the Filipino culture is amazing and it's very family oriented. And we love being a part of that.
Who wouldn't want to be part of a culture like that, right? I know a lot of cyber CEOs would have that wall between them during the beginning of the partnership, because you would really have to tear that down bit by bit, getting to know your cyberbackers as well as a person and as a cyberbacker too. Now, talk to me more about that, though, about the culture. What was the most surprising part of that you learned from your cyberbackers at that?
I think I don't know that it was surprising, but it was wonderful to learn the family values, honestly, and the dedication to the people around them and the family, the closeness of the family bonds there it's really cool to watch.
Yes, of course. Again, that's the Filipino culture right there. Now, one last question while I still have you here, though, when it comes to your cyberbackers and your partnership with them, what's been the biggest impact of working with all five cyberbackers in the business and in your life?
I think the one of the biggest impacts is something that you don't see, and I think maybe sometimes people don't know it's happening, but behind the scenes, they're helping each other. A lot of the training occurs because they are behind the scenes leveraging their relationships. We've got 3,400 cyberbackers across the United States and Canada and London and the rest of the world who are out there doing various tasks. And so when a cyberbacker needs help with something, there's always someone there who has done it before them, has learned more about it, who's willing to share. And it takes a lot of the pressure off of the team owner mm-hmm. to be able to leverage in that way. And a lot of times you don't even know it's happening, but it is.
Of course. Yes, definitely. There's an impact right there. Now, one last thing. What's the biggest takeaway you hope other business owners listening to us right now would learn from our conversation today, Mike?
I think that I would hope that they would understand that any fear that they have in terms of language skills or ability to do the job or ability to integrate into a team, it's none of those are an issue. They're just simply not. And they should explore the possibility, because from an economic standpoint, from a loyalty standpoint, from a productivity standpoint, you will never find a scenario than you will with this company.
Of course, we're very excited to seeing more success from your team of cyberbackers and from this partnership. And again, Mike, we really appreciate the time. Hope we can get you back here real soon to talk more about virtual leverage. Thank you very much for being here.
Anytime, my friend. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to our Daily Dose of Cyber CEO. Stay tuned to know more about how Cyberbacker creates a difference in this digital time and age. You can visit our website, www.cyberbacker.com, and follow our social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Spotify.